What's going on, everyone? Jota, Cameron, Jenrich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning. Well, that was a stinker of a performance by the Sixers last night. Absolutely, positively blown out in Boston. Just raised the white flag. Horrible performance. We'll get into that. Not a horrible performance by Joel, though, at that press conference. I thought it was tremendous. We'll play some of the audio from his press conference yesterday, MVP. Phils lose yesterday, and it was a bad loss. We'll get into that. Eagles today on the show for sure. Beat the Hammer controversy from last week we got to cover. We've got Phillies and Bruce Springsteen tickets to give away today, so needless to say, it's a busy day, and we'll do it all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richard Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, buddy.
You know, William Clark and Meriwether Lewis, the famous explorers. We've talked about them.
Yeah, Bill Clark.
Thomas Jefferson told Bill Clark, hey, go find some mastodons out there in the western United States.
Go west.
Anyway, Lewis and Clark. William Clark's grandson started the Kentucky Derby.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and his
a great
name,
fact.
His name was Meriwether Lewis Clark Jr.
That's really cool, man.
Yeah.
And we got, what do we got this weekend, Seltzer? We talked to Mike Tirico yesterday. He's like the 94th, 97th?
Somewhere in that
106th?
Range.
Ray, do you have a memory on that? What was the number yesterday?
Oh, God, I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, don't much matter, but here's the deal. The run for the roses is special. Last night's Sixers game, John was not. That stunk. And look, wide open on the phone lines. Everyone can weigh in. 215-592-9494. John, that stunk last night.
Last night was a debacle, Joe. And the problem is there's plenty more of that to come. You know, we got a 0-0 series now. Tied 1-1. Joel, obviously a great sign that he was able to get out there last night, but he wasn't himself, and we needed everyone else to pick it up a little bit, and instead they just stood and watched. Like they expected the return to be all that was required, the return of Joel Embiid. You got to actually play basketball. You know, had they gone up 2-0 last night in this series, I think they win the series, and the intensity from our team was nowhere close to where it needed to be to get that done. Have a plan. And everyone else on this team who's not named Joel Embiid, you have to pick up the slack because our best player is injured. He's feeling it.
He's compromised.
He's working through this. I appreciate that.
I do too.
But he's not good at dealing with this kind of thing. We know that. 5 out of 6 years, he's been bad at handling
Although,
this.
Although, to his credit, I didn't think there was any mopey Joel last night. He was just not as effective. But I appreciated that the body language, I thought, demonstrated nothing that we had seen before of, you know, mopey Joel.
Well, for Joel, it was less mopey than I expected, which was a real positive. But you still had the hands on the knees in the first quarter.
He's
tired.
Like he's actually just tired.
He is. You can see he's not where he needs to be physically. But last night we lost in part because we quit. It was a game at the half. It was an 8-point game at the half. It was 49-57. Joel.
So someone called that 57-49. I just want to make sure, right?
Yeah, some.
So like 99%.
Maybe like everybody would.
They had 49. They had 57.
Yeah.
It's 8 points. At the end of the first half, Joel, 5 blocks.
Yeah.
He had accumulated 5 blocks. It felt like, okay, he can't do everything he wants to do offensively, but he's making up for it with the response on the defensive side of the court.
Yep.
Love that. Rest of the guys, pick it up on the offensive side. Joel last night was playing differently. He had a different focus, but he did have focus. It just wasn't enough. Everyone else needed to do their part. James Harden should be embarrassed. Tyrese Maxey should be embarrassed for that matter.
Tyrese Maxey
is beginning to play James Harden-ish basketball at times, which bothers me. You know, like with the investment from Tyrese Maxey.
I don't agree with that.
I have an issue with Tyrese Maxey's play on the defensive side of the court especially. It's not enough. Why is it that we have to say, oh man, Tyrese, once again, he didn't have a good night against the Celtics. Well, the Celtics could be the last team you play this year. You better start having good nights against the Celtics. Tyrese has not been good at doing that. Everyone else on the team needs to do more. Play tougher. Play harder. Joel had 3 rebounds. That's pretty sad. That's a sad display. That needs to improve. James Harden led our team in rebounds last night with 10. P.J. Tucker out there, when he's not getting those offensive rebounds, it's not productive, very clearly. And I don't feel as excited. I'm not out there saying, you know, a toughy Peege,
yep.
Or Tucky Peege or whatever. I don't feel like calling him that when he's out there missing threes, when he's out there, you know, just standing in the corner. Yeah. It's not enough. We need more from everyone. You know, we were 1-13 from beyond in the first half.
I did know that.
1-13. Yep. Really hard to win like that. It's also hard to win when your bench scores 4 points.
Yeah. Well, Melton stunk last night.
Which is such a shame, because I like him.
I like him a lot. He had been on a roll. Look, he's allowed to have a stinker. Like, here's the deal. But it all got worse
when we came out for the second. My point was, the first half, we came out of that. It was like, okay, we're close. It's 8 points.
Yeah.
We can show up in this third quarter and do something. And we scored 16 points. It was our second worst quarter of the entire season. 64 points. You net that out for a game, you scored 64.
Well,
it was a pathetic third quarter.
So here's the deal. Here's where I'm at. And everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494. There's an aspect John's right about, and there's a sense I have about something I think John's saying that I think he's wrong about.
I don't think they have a chance to win this series.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You think last night means they're not going
to
win?
I think Joel Embiid is trying to manage this, and it's serious. You know, like it's affecting
him. Yeah, he's injured.
And
Joel
was the best player in the NBA this year. He's not the best player in the NBA now, and the rest of the guys aren't picking up the difference.
Well, all right, so I see that all quite different. Look, I'm with John with where he's at on the frustration and disappointment of last night. But not as – I don't feel as angsty about it. Guys, I kind of expected what happened last night to happen. Did I expect it to be such a blowout? No. But, I mean, if you listen
to – Our starters didn't play in the entire fourth quarter.
I'm not
it
saying –
It was done.
I'm not – I agree. The game was over.
They quit.
John, the game was over with 6 minutes left in the third quarter.
Yeah.
The game was over. And that's not good. But it's pretty much what I expected. I mean, again, not to that level – but I fully expected the Sixers to lose yesterday. I was very clear about that yesterday on the show. Now, I expected that whether Joel was going to play or not. My mindset was you want him to play because you want to have your best shot to win, and I do believe he gave them their best shot to win. Now, I know there's probably going to be some people out there, oh, B-ball Paul, they were rolling with B-ball Paul. Look, if you think the Sixers made a mistake playing Joel yesterday, we'll field those phone calls. I won't agree with you, but we'll take those calls at 215-592-9494. But part of why, John, I guess I got a little more bounce in my step this morning than you is I expected the Sixers to lose yesterday, whether they had Embiid or not. While I said yesterday it's a foot-on-neck game, that was what I wanted it to be, not what I expected it to be. I thought it was going to be 1-1 at the end of yesterday. Now, after all the years of the Sixers trying to get the Boulder up the hill and failing, am I disappointed that they did not come out with a greater sense of urgency? Of course. Like, that was a lame performance by an organization, I don't say organization, by a team that should not be resting on their laurels. I mean, I want you, and this isn't to blame
Joel.
This isn't to blame Joel, but just using it as a reference point. When Joel's in the playoffs, I want all of the players to feel the pain of Joel walking off that court in Toronto in 2019 when he was crying. Like, if I'm Doc Rivers, man, I go back to that with frequency. Because I want the guys to all know, hey, this team, whether you've been here or not, this town, the fans, the organization, we've been trying to do this for years. So don't let up. And obviously last night what we saw was that the 76ers let up, and that is disappointing. What it also is, though, is human nature. I mean, there are plenty of teams that have won titles that have had some stinkers laid out there along the line.
Yeah.
So I don't say this.
But Joe, we are so flawed. Like what we saw last night was the Celtics decide to take it and penetrate with the dribble, kick it out, and focus on the threes.
Yeah.
You know, the first game they didn't shoot enough threes. They made a huge point of shooting more. They more than doubled.
But you know what, John? Everybody's flawed. You know, Marcus Smart.
But Joe, we don't have the defense. We don't have the defense that stops that dribble penetration.
Well.
And creates those three.
Look, I agree with you. The Sixers are flawed, but I think the Celtics are flawed too. I mean, yes, the Sixers struggled to defend Tatum and Brown. Tatum, not a factor last night. Brown obviously was pretty explosive. We all know the deal. You don't have five P.J. Tucker defenders. I mean, Harden and Maxey are both below average defenders, and that puts you in a compromised spot. But Marcus Smart's not going to be making shots like that every game. I mean, Marcus Smart probably won't have another game like that on the offensive end the rest of the series. So here's the way I look at it, big picture.
He's really good. Don't underestimate Marcus Smart.
I'm a fan of him.
You should be.
But he's not, and I admire him.
Yes.
He's a lot like P.J. Tucker. He gets everything he can out of it. But
he got
a stinger last night.
Basketball player got a burner.
He's not going to have an offensive game like that again.
I hate him.
If you were a Sixer, I'd love him.
Right.
I hate him.
I get what you're saying, James, but don't you admire him?
No.
I just said if you were a Sixer, I would love him. Yeah,
I hate him. So you do admire him?
Say it. I appreciate the way he goes about his business. I hate him.
Yeah, you actually admire him, though. You're just not
admire is not the word.
No,
I would
you're
say.
Afraid to say I, it. I, you're being
no,
a fraidy cat.
I don't admire him. I'm not like it's like a idol for me or something. I'm saying I appreciate the way he plays basketball. If he were a Sixer, I'm sure I might admire him. I hate him, Joe.
All right, look. 215-592-9494. Here's the deal. The big picture to me is this: borderline miraculous. That where we all were as a fan base 4 to 5 days ago, with a lot of us having very little belief, that they actually come back 1-1 and not only have Embiid capable of playing, but also got the initial Embiid game out of the way, which, if you know, yesterday I was talking, that was a big part of the purpose for me to get Embiid in there yesterday, because I did not expect this first game to be great, and I do expect the second game to be better. So I'm glad you kind of got that out of the way. Now, I'm not happy with the Sixers after last night. I want to be clear. It was a bad performance. And if you're of the mindset of John that it was a big blown opportunity by the Sixers last night, hey, we'll take those calls at 215-592-9494. If you're with me that, like, hey, come on, little big picture here, 30,000-foot view, all things being equal, pretty good job up there in Boston. They get the split, Embiid plays, they get an Embiid not great one out of the way, and bring it back to Philly. Now let's see what you can do in a best of five moving forward, where you actually have home court advantage moving forward. We'll field those phone calls as well.